All right, talking here with Bree Taylor. How's everything going, Bree?
Good. I'm awesome. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Oh, not doing too bad. So what have things been like the last couple years since we talked there? It's been a little while since you've been on River Country Rising Stars being interviewed. We've been playing your music quite a bit. So what have things been like?
They've been awesome. We've been kind of dabbling with some punk country sounds and put Skip to the End out last year. We had Wake Up just recently out this past summer, and people have been loving it. So it's been really nice to know that people are liking some new experimentation with the genre blending, and just kind of really keeping up with my rock country music and the high energy stuff, and people are loving it.
Nice. So what was the experience like in Kelowna for you? I know you got to do a show there. Unfortunately, I couldn't get to that one, but so it happens when everything crisscrosses so much.
That's all right. Yeah, no, it's there's so many events. It's hard to get to everything, but it was great. We got to play about a 20-minute showcase. I had a cajon, so kind of got to keep the energy up for my high energy music, which I think is great with my acoustic stuff. I've definitely learned that I want to keep that cajon element in my sets for just to keep that high energy music and vibe up in that setting. So I think that really helped and got people moving and dancing. So that's good. And yeah, it was a fun time. I loved Kelowna. It was beautiful.
Awesome. Now, I mean, wasn't that long ago, you got to do CMA Fest, if I'm remembering that was correctly.
Yeah, I was just there in Nashville this past June. Actually, I'm here in Nashville right now talking to you.
So, but just before that, and I think it's, you know, you were at a point where you almost felt like you were going to stop doing music. And then, you know, the idea of just maybe hold on a little bit. And then all of a sudden things like CMA Fest came along. What can you speak to that as an emerging artist, where I'm sure countless of emerging artists kind of have that thought every so often?
I don't think there's ever a point that I was going to give up on music and just throw in the towel and stop, because I don't think there's anything in me that can give up ever. That's just part of who I am. And at my core, I'm a very resilient person. So I'm always trying to keep going no matter what hurdles are thrown my way, or lack of opportunity, or mixed feedback about certain things, or whatever that might be. So it's just really owning who you are and your sound and continuing to go no matter what. And I think the resilience is where things start to pay off. So I think that it was great to kind of see some opportunity pop in my way, and to know that some place like the CMAs in Nashville saw potential in me and loved my unique sound, being like a rock country artist and kind of blending those genres, was kind of cool and definitely reinforcing who I am and that I'm doing the right thing and I'm on the right path and to stay in my authentic lane and just keep doing what I'm doing. So definitely was something that helped keep me going for sure. I mean, we always have those moments where we're feeling discouraged, but I definitely don't think giving up is in my vocabulary. I just don't think there's anything in me that would ever fully do that. So I don't really know what else to do other than be an artist and create art. So that's just who I am. I think I'd be lost in this world without it.
Yeah. So how do you keep going through those times? Because obviously there's times where artists, you know, they may not get booked. The gig may not go as well as they want. How do you push through that?
I think that just knowing and trusting in my faith that like everything that's meant for you is meant for you and will come your way. And what's meant for others is meant for them. And that mentality just really keeps me in a great place and centered in my own lane, because there's so many talented people out there and it's hard to, you know, keep going when things feel like you're not moving forward. But at the same time, you know, the things that are meant for you will fall into your lap, just like CMA Fest did and some of the other amazing festivals that I got to perform at this past summer. And we had a really great summer full of shows in Ontario, I'm super grateful for all of the opportunities and stages we got to play and the people that I got to meet through the process. So it's been really great. And I'm really excited for next year as well. But I think just you keep the resilience, just keep going no matter what, and don't give up and just keep pushing through. I mean, self-care is huge if you're having a bad day, which we all have, I'm sure, as independent artists, but you just got to keep rising above and just trusting that you're on the right path and things are going to align for you the way that they're meant to.
Awesome. Now, the new song we're getting ready to play here is called Thief. This is one you didn't write. Sort of how'd this one fall in your lap and really pushed you to record it?
So a friend of mine, Donnie Anderson, he's an extremely talented songwriter. I'm really excited to get to write again with him this week here in Nashville. I'm here on a writing trip, so I'm excited to see him and write again. But he is a good friend of mine. And a couple years ago, actually now, he had pitched me this song that he wrote with Barb Doran from New Moon Junction, who's a good friend of mine as well. And my old producer, Murray Daigle, that was someone who I worked with on my last album and several songs. And he was like, I really think you could put a really cool spin on it. I don't think Barb's doing anything with it. So we reached out to Barb and she was like, yeah, it's from my solo project. I'm never going to release it. do your thing and you have my blessing. And then I took it to my producer, Grady Saxman in Nashville here. And he kind of restructured some production sides of things and modernized the production a little bit and just changed it up from what we had on their version. And it is what you hear today. And I'm really excited that people are loving it so far, so good. And, you know, it's a really cool song. I don't really do outside pitches too often. It was something that came to me a couple years ago. So Barb was actually shocked I finally released it. but it was just something I kind of pushed back my album for next year, 2026. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to go this long without putting anything out. So let's just drop it as a single and see what happens. And it's doing fairly well. So I'm glad people like it. And my interpretation of it is more of like a heartbreak song of, you know, that bad boy that breaks your heart and you kind of don't see it coming, but you do see it coming and you give in anyways. And next thing you know, he stole your heart and broke it. So yeah, it's a cool tune. We kept that high energy kind of country rock sound and I really love what we did with it.
Now you've worked with Grady a few times in the past. What keeps you going back producing down in Nashville with him rather than maybe finding somebody in the Toronto area?
I mean, if I met someone who got my vision and wants to work with me and is a reasonable cost for an independent artist, those are a lot of factors that come into it. But so far, I mean, Grady has a very commercial sound that's very modern and forward in terms of what I'm looking to do in terms of a country rock alternative country sound. And he's been on board with that vision from day one. And he's a talented drummer himself. So he really gets a lot of what I'm trying to do on the punk country side too, with the more rock and punk kind of country sound. So it's kind of best of both worlds that he's got the background in both areas and the understanding. And it's just about knowing people who get your vision and that you feel comfortable with and that are on board with what you're trying to do. And I just have been overly impressed every single time I've done a song with him and the team down here. So I keep going back and they keep crushing it. So, you know, it's not anything against anyone in Canada. It's just that, you know, I'm really happy with the people I have. And if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Now, you said this is like a writer's trip. So just let other people know exactly what happens on a writer's trip, maybe outside of just organizing some song writes. Because I know a lot of people, they're always going to Nashville on writer's trips. But apart from the actual writing itself, what all gets done on trips like this for most artists?
I mean, primarily it is writing. So doing different writes with different people and setting up days to write new music. I am actually in the studio cutting a couple new songs as well. I'm heading in there today. And yeah, so some stuff that I wrote when I was down for CMA Fest with some people that I write with that I was like, you know what, I really like these songs. I got some good feedback on them. So we're going to do a bit of that. And then honestly, just like attending writers rounds and meeting up with friends that you don't get to see with very often. So it's just, you know, a very social and week and networking and writing good music and making songs.
Awesome. Now you did already kind of say you have our plans for an album next year. What all else do you have planned for the rest of this year? And then obviously heading into next year as well.
To be honest, just right now I'm taking it easy, working the day job back home kind of vibe just to hustle through the winter holiday months and make some money to keep me going so I can tour hopefully next year. That would be amazing. So that's something I'm working towards, planning for that album release in February of next year, and have, you know, some socials stuff that I'm going to work on for my content and for all those releases, and just planning out my year for next year, trying to get some shows and tours going. So that's kind of what we're working towards. So winter's always more of like a regrouping and planning for the future. And that's kind of the vibe.
Awesome. Now, is there a name for the title for the album that you can say now, or is it still in the process?
It's called Worship.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you for taking the time. Again, you're in Nashville right now and you got a busy schedule. So thank you so much for taking the time to hang out and catch up here on River Country Rising Stars, Bree.
Thank you so much. Happy to chat with you anytime.